And you started in the dark, and you struggle to find the light. But you're just trying to find your way, but you just can't find the time. I'll come for you. You know that I'll save you. Who you gonna call? Gonna call? Who you
gonna call? The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Wait a minute.
You're on the wrong day.
And it is for the Podzilla 1985, some kind of championship. We'll think of a name later. To the left here, we have the ultimate Dalton.
Yo.
Oh, no. Jesse the Snake Kimball.
I'm more excited for what Lindsay's going to be.
And a Lindsay Blaze.
Okay, that was a good one.
I don't get it.
They're all wrestlers. I took names of wrestlers and then switched them around with your actual names.
Some Stone Cold.
No, you're no, Jesse the Kimball. The Snake
no,
Kimball.
The
you're the one that got drugged up and then no one liked him anymore. You're halfway there.
No, he's back.
He is back.
Well, bye.
No.
God,
I'm
can
sorry.
We please stop turning off the mics?
So here.
You can't hear it.
Here's the thing. Jesse, Jesse isn't happy with me starting an hour late on the show.
It was a bit.
To be fair, before he attacked me, I was going to apologize for being late.
It was a bit, and for the mic test.
I came in.
It gave me something to talk about.
I came in and said that someone tried to break into my apartment, Puerto Rican guy. Or did I say he was black?
You said he was black.
He was minority, because that's generally the kind of people that do. Thursday.
Yeah, I thought we were switching to topical Thursday.
I got fire in my soul today.
Why?
He's been fighting demons. Literally.
Figuratively and literally.
CJ's at the door. He may have forgotten his phone.
Of course he forgets something. Ethan's going to take
Ethan,
care of
that. If you could go see what
quietly.
CJ needs.
He legit just looked at me and put his finger up. Like, I'm
he's
supposed to be
front,
quiet.
Ethan, he's out front.
Former Podzilla 1985 he's out front. Cast member CJ Tatum at the door. Probably forgot his meds.
No, he forgot his phone.
Oh, okay. And current PZ85 star of Ethan is opening the door to let him in. Now, we're already 2 minutes into the show. I ain't starting again.
You do two takes.
So
I don't.
Are we good?
Yeah, he's
gone.
He's
the Podzilla Pokemon champion.
He just gave him his phone and everything went away.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I guess CJ left his phone underneath one of the stations here at the Podzilla 1985 headquarters.
It's not so much that he left his phone here, it's that his phone was trying to escape his boring banter.
Because if anybody has to hear CJ talk the most, it's his phone.
Yeah, imagine as the phone is sitting there next to CJ's ear, hearing him talk about his favorite Kurt Vonnegut album or why he thinks that
album.
That,
yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
What did I say?
You said album.
Book? Book?
Is it a book on tape?
Maybe.
We'll go with that's what you meant.
I'm sure CJ is kind of borderline hipster, so he probably doesn't listen to MP3s. He's got books on
vinyl.
Books on vinyl.
No, he listens to MP3s, but only the Beatles and what else does he listen to?
I don't know.
We should probably stop talking about CJ because, you know.
It's more airtime than he's gotten in a while.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I have something to do with that.
A little.
And
but
I really wish you just it was a bit. It really was.
Here's the thing with me.
I don't go to sleep until 1 a.m. anyway.
Let me explain something to the crowd out there. For people that don't know me, because last night, if you listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Allie told me that I sounded kind of low energy for some of it.
Because you haven't slept in 3 days.
Well, not that. It's not just that, but the way my ear was still, I was talking with my kind of mouth half closed, and it sounded odd. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't realize I did it until after. But something, criticism, I mean, anytime I take criticism, especially when it's legitimate, I get so angry. Like, if you were to say, Shannon, I hate your face because of this, I'd laugh it off. But if you were to go, Shannon, we were recording an hour late and I have to work at 7 a.m, I know you're right. And I get angry about it.
No, like I said, I will be up until 1 a.m. regardless because my body hates me. And
same reason why I haven't been going to bed till like 3 a.m. for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I hate my body.
Yeah, I do too. Me and my body don't get along.
I don't think there's a single person on this podcast who likes their body at the moment.
Mine doesn't like me when I try to put something healthy in it. It's like, no, you will
Dalton,
not feed me
Dalton,
good food.
No.
Shut up, Dolphin.
No.
Dolphin.
He was actually not going to say anything. He was going to laugh silently to himself.
I still am.
He is.
So it is Topical Thursday tonight. Tanner's not here finally.
That sounds so mean when you say it like that.
I don't mean it in a bad way. And then Dalton is filling in tonight because I was under the assumption Ethan wasn't going to be here. Ethan, who is regularly on Thursday shows now, sporadically, and probably won't be on as much because I'm going to put him as one of the bigger writers on Blogzilla 1985 when I finally get it going. Now that it's gone through with GoDaddy.
No, we ditched GoDaddy because I don't like GoDaddy, but Kaz does
for whatever reason.
Yeah,
for whatever
reason. So I like because. GoDaddy was pro
Trump.
What?
Probably. No. But no, they were pro or they were against net neutrality.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I was
what
trying
that
to remember
means.
The
you remember from a little while ago it was huge.
Yeah, basically different internet people were trying to say that websites could pay more to prioritize their content.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand now.
And it was terrible.
It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea.
The page will get relaunched as soon as I get off my lazy butt and get our artwork for it finished.
I mean, you're not the only. Well, we have artwork up right now. I mean, it's still got Kate Upton on the cover. Jugs are popping. She's still there.
They are there. They are there. I do love that background, though.
Oh, I love that background.
That cityscape. Yeah, that's awesome.
I told Lindsay about your idea of having Godzilla in the background.
It's going to happen.
Like a silhouette type thing. And I like that idea quite a bit. I want to make that happen. You want to start the show with some happy things?
Absolutely.
Let's get off all this negativity and talk about something fun.
I didn't think we were
first
being
off,
negative.
Tonight is a no Trump show.
But you already said his name.
Well, you can say his name twice, just don't say it three times.
And then he shows up like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
But like in a worse
suit. I'd rather
suit.
Have Beetlejuice show up.
Well, that's the joke, yeah. Did you hear the worst suit part?
With worse hair.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Then Beetlejuice or Donald? Oh, you see?
You almost had it.
No.
You just call him the Don.
No.
That's how he's acting.
The Donald.
No, we're done.
The
we're done.
Donald. All right.
I'd rather have Donald Duck.
Here's some news real quick. Just some random, crazy, funny news that I don't think you touched on Nerd Up because I don't think it was announced yet. But there's a new Batman film coming out.
Yes.
Yes.
An animated feature.
Yes.
Because
DC does a great job with their animated features.
Because it was announced on Monday, or not Monday. It was announced earlier this week, past Nerd Up, and I'm definitely talking about it this Sunday. But yeah, no, it's pretty fantastic. I'm really excited about it.
Have you seen it, Dalton?
Was it? What was?
It's not what you're thinking.
No,
because, no matter what you're thinking, it can't be it.
Yeah, basically, Batman's getting a classic voice actor for this new
and
animated
we mean
feature.
Classic,
super classic.
Adam West.
The original Batman.
You proud
duo.
Of me? I remembered.
I am
not
very
just
proud
Adam
of you,
West, but Burt Ward too.
Yep,
are returning as
That's
Batman and
awesome.
Robin
in a new animated feature,
Batman: Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Yep.
So for all of you fans out there, I'm looking at it on CNN right now, and
it better be campy as hell.
I mean, oh, you know it's gonna be.
There's a GIF to the side of it, just showing Batman kicking that shark.
Oh,
he's
that
got a shark.
Shark
repellent.
Here's the problem with the Batman movie, though. If you've seen the trailer, Adam West is almost 90.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you can tell.
I mean, he's still doing voice acting for Family Guy.
He does, yep. But he's playing 90-year-old Adam West in Family Guy. In Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders, he's playing Batman from the 60s. And he, you know, he sounded fine, but he really does sound like he's 90. It reminds me of, like, when you see Christopher Lee doing stuff when he was 90. He was still awesome, but he was still 90. Yeah, you could hear the age in the voice. And Burt Ward sounded pretty good as Robin, but man, I legitimate concerns about Adam West's performance in this because Batman was like high action in the trailer, but you know, he kind of talked like this, Robin.
I wasn't that bad.
Drunk Batman?
Well, I mean, it's Adam West.
Did he become an alcoholic?
Is this going to be a DC Direct then?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought the next DC Direct was going to be Justice League Dark, because that was what they hyped in the Killing Joke extra features.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be one coming up. I mean, they've got several different ones. This one's just not... Justice League Dark is actually going to be related to their like current ongoing universe they've got.
Oh, really? So it's going to be the Rebirth and not New 52? Because that's been like the last four of them have been like New 52 stories.
Yeah, and I think Justice League Dark is just going to continue to build on that, because even like Flashpoint and stuff like that counts for... like that run of DC Direct, they're all in the same.
Are you telling me that all the DC animated films are connected?
Not all of them. There's like five.
Yeah,
really?
It's like
Son of Batman is one of them. Flashpoint is one of them.
Bad Blood is one of them.
Bad Blood is one of them. Justice League versus the Teen Titans is one of them.
Fantastic one, by the way.
Really, really good.
What about Superman versus the Elite?
That one's
before.
Not.
That was way before.
Because basically once they started with, I think it started with Flashpoint was the first one in the run.
Justice League War, maybe?
Maybe.
Because I think War was before.
Well, yeah, because War was, you're right. It was Justice League War, then Flashpoint. Flashpoint might not actually be in the run the more I think about it.
Because I think that Flashpoint is a lot like The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2, where it's almost a direct recreation. It's the same thing as Killing Joke. I think, I don't think Flashpoint's part of that universe. I think it's War, Son of Batman, Bad Blood,
Justice League versus Teen Titans,
and I'm missing one.
What about Assault on Arkham?
No.
No, that's not one?
I mean, it could be, but it's not. Obviously, it's not completely related.
That's true. Well, speaking of not being related to the universe in any way, shape, or form, it shouldn't be. The original Suicide... Nope, we already did that show.
We did do that show, and that was a good show.
Yeah, it was. It
go
was
back
a good
and
show.
Listen to that one on Tuesday.
I'll listen to it.
No, I was going to say, you haven't seen Suicide Squad yet, and boy, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, you're living a better life than us.
I didn't really want to see it from the beginning, because I didn't like what they did with Harley.
See, actually...
Well, we'll not get into it. We were divided on that.
Yeah, I actually
didn't like her look.
See, that's I like it. The look.
I
except
hate
for the ever-increasing booty shorts.
I hate the dipped pigtails.
Pigtails.
I'm tired. Shut up.
That's the loudest she's ever gotten on a show.
Though that's not true.
No, yeah, she's got
louder. Times where she's yelled.
That's true.
And since you're on this show, I imagine there will be times tonight where she yells.
Probably.
She already did once.
So... but yeah, the Caped Crusader, though, like that, it looks really, really neat. I'm pretty hyped for it.
My favorite part about this is that Adam West gets to play Batman one more time.
Yes.
That is cool.
That is really cool. It's just like, you know, Harrison Ford playing Han Solo one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you will about the movie. It was cool to see him as the character he originated.
Ooh, that was my first tear-up moment in Force Awakens. Whenever they get on the Millennium Falcon and he says, Chewie, we're home.
Yeah.
Oh, I teared up.
I did that in the trailer.
I was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, trailer, even when I saw that, I was like...
Yeah, no. There was waterworks.
Yeah.
He's back. Somewhere he's just fuming right
and
now.
Chewy.
He was back briefly.
Unfortunately, Kenny Baker won't be back.
Oh. Aww. Not all right. Okay. Here's where I get offensive. Just a little bit.
It's not like he did a lot of work in the last movie.
He was a consultant.
One, I assume I have the stance that everyone should own at least one midget. They make two.
Oh, we did this bit before.
You dress them up like put them in little robot suits and then you put little drinks on them and they can, you know.
No, we did this bit like a year ago. The bit was like, you get one with every car. So like, Jesse bought a new car, so he got a new midget. You bought a used car, so you get a used midget.
Yeah,
I remember that bit.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
So, because he got,
bit.
It was a lot funnier at the time to be there.
Because like, his midget was,
was it Eric Siegfried?
It was Eric Siegfried, yes.
God.
that was a very used midget.
Can we return and exchange?
Nope, that's the one you're stuck with.
Hey,
it's like a Harry Potter wand. It chooses you.
Oh, God. That may have been the most depressing thing I've ever heard about my future.
Well, I'm happy to see we're just doing riffs tonight.
So Kenny Baker died.
Yes. We did talk about that on Nerd Up as well.
But yeah. but the offensive part I was going to say in all legitimacy is that I'm going to go back to it.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What kids love.
Don't.
Even though Kenny Baker, I'm sure, is a sweet man, like, you could pretty much put any midget in that suit and he's going to do the same. It's not like Kenny Baker was back there going, beep, boop, 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 beep.
You realize that in the last four movies, they have not used a midget in the suit.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
We've got to stop saying the word midget.
Wait a minute, time out. I was using it in reference to a bit. I love how you say we need to stop saying the word that we're saying by saying the word one more time.
Yes, that's the joke.
All right, no, to hell with it.
Are you saying we're using it a little too much?
I am saying that.
I let the N-word go. We stopped saying that. I stopped talking about...
So he's going backwards in the alphabet now.
Oh, I'm just saying. I let the racial slurs go. I let a lot of the cursing go. I'm not letting go of the word midget.
I mean, we don't have to let go of the word midget. We just need to say it a little less. Because we've said it now at least 30 times.
So we need to make our...
Cody.
We need to make our midgets a little shorter.
Less frequent.
Oh, less frequent.
Cody, I need you to tabulate...
How many times we said the word midget?
Now, what's really bad, Cody,
midget,
please.
Midget, 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 midget. I'm 100% midget.
Well, please stop.
So does next come leprechaun?
And Cody, please stop rewinding the show and tabulating the word.
He's
just been listening to the show for 40 minutes. We're 20 in.
All right, real quick. Who's your favorite midget?
No, we're not doing this bit anymore.
Warwick Davis.
Oh, I like Warwick Davis.
He's awesome. He's great.
Peter Dinklage is my favorite, though.
Dinklage. I miss Dinklebot.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Nolbot was better.
I don't know. He didn't have...
Nolbot had more character.
He had more character, but... Well, never mind.
Well, see, I feel like they just didn't explain to Peter Dinklage, like... Because it's like they didn't tell him that he needed to be a robot with emotion. So he was trying to fight between the two. Like, he was trying to over-emote some lines and then still be a machine.
Yeah.
And it came out weird in a lot of places.
It's almost like he sounded like he wasn't human.
We've awoken the hive.
That wizard came from the moon.
Why did you sound like Billy Idol in The Wedding Singer? Wait a minute, am I the only one that gets that reference whenever he's talking over the PA in the plane?
No, okay, I get it, but I don't agree with it.
That wasn't what I thought until you said it. But...
It's a throwback. Throw it back. No one got my reference on last night's show because no one messaged me about it. I was really sad. I mentioned that, who was it, Bobby Lashley was going to overgold. He was going to OG. And I asked, I was like, hey, if anybody gets that reference, let me know.
Hunter and Cody both got it and sent a message to the group
chat.
Did
they really? I didn't see it. I must have skipped over it. So what was it? Just for the listeners.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't listen to the show. I would have gotten it because, I mean, you know me.
Wrestling's not really your forte.
It's not.
But for just one last quick bit of wrestling news, because we didn't say it on the show last night because it happened after, Eva Marie also suspended for a wellness policy violation. That's three. In 2 days, Dalton.
Well, I mean, three in 2 days.
Quit not being well.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird way to say it. I mean, she's not wrong. Okay.
Yeah, usually when I think of wellness policy violation, I think of, well, they're doing dope. I don't think of them not being well.
ADR was feeling under the weather, so he took steroids, allegedly. No.
Paige was feeling not so great, so she snorted a line off his dick.
Well, that was graphic.
That was very graphic. So can we move past it?
Yes.
Let's get off of wrestling. That's Wednesday night.
I was literally about to make a legitimate point, and then you did that.
I'm sorry.
Nope, next point. We're good.
Well, back to Batman, the Return of the Crape Crusaders.
That's what we were talking about?
It was like 20 minutes ago. That'll be out October 11th and on Blu-ray November 1st.
Really?
Yes.
It's that long of a delay? Are they putting the directs more and more on in theaters now?
Just for Fathom events.
What do you mean it's that much of a delay? I mean, October is a month and a half away.
Well, what he's saying is, like, it's coming in the theaters the 11th. Is that what you said?
No, it's coming on digital HD on October 11th and Blu-ray on November 1st.
See, it sounded like you said theaters. That's still quite a bit of a delay, but...
For movies that were made direct to DVD at first. Like, DC directs were literally just,
there's a single movie that's made direct for DVD anymore, Dalton.
Other than bad ripoffs, Asylum films?
Well, even they get the Blu-ray treatment these days.
Huh.
I think by direct to DVD, there's also a Blu-ray.
Show
component.
On your age, there, buddy.
Straight to VHS.
VHS.
You want to have some Crystal Pepsi with me later? It's back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for a limited time only, it made me laugh. Yeah,
he thought he was hallucinating.
During one of my drug-induced comas, laying on the couch over the weekend, Bob brought home two Crystal Pepsis, and we waited to drink them because we wanted it to be perfect. So we got pizza one night. No, we never did. It went so long, we were just like, screw it. He made some fish sticks. No, cheese sticks.
Fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
No, we don't have any fish sticks. I bought some.
And we had the Crystal Pepsi. And by the way, it's horrible.
I mean, are you surprised? It was bad before.
It is. It's one of those things that you take a drink and you go, this isn't Surge.
It's not Ecto Cooler.
This should have stayed in the Disney vault.
Yes.
Can we just trade it for more Ecto Cooler?
I would love to trade it for more Jim Henson. No, fucking Ethan. Oh, shit.
And he
dropped the first one of the night.
I didn't mean to.
Like, that's the most offensive thing that's been said this time.
Oh, I didn't say it was, Dalton. I didn't say it was.
Are you saying?
No.
Are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm going to censor it. Don't worry. Are you saying the word fuck is less offensive than the M word? See, I told you I'd censor it.
Okay, I didn't know where you were going with that bit.
That was a good bit.
Thank you.
I was really afraid you were going to say it and then censor it, but like the last time, like 10 times you said you were going to censor it, you didn't. That's been my favorite bit. It's like, don't worry, we'll censor it later. We're not going to.
No. I've cut very few things from the podcast, and the few times I have, I've always felt dirty.
It's because he gets home and goes to edit it and then just starts playing the You Are a Pirate song.
You are a pirate.
It's a good song. I can't stop watching Lazy Town. It's still at that point that I'm too embarrassed to watch it. So I'll put it on, but the moment Lindsay notices I'm watching it, I'll be like, what the hell is this?
I mean, I notice it the second you put it on.
It's hard not to notice that pink ass girl.
I'm starting to learn all the characters' names at this point.
Well, I only know three.
Spartacus.
Spartacus is the important one.
Uh-huh.
I only learned that from an episode a couple of weeks back.
All right, so let's get topical. Want to talk about something not happy?
No.
Sure.
I read the story on CNN. And I'm just going to read you what they wrote, because this sums it up very well. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The little girl was abused so badly. This is how it starts. The little girl was abused so badly she had a black eye, dried blood in the corner of her mouth, and deep purple bruises all over her body. But it's what she said when asked her name that's truly startling. Quote, idiot. Yeah. Police say she was called an idiot so often by her parents for so long that that's what she thought her name was.
Oh,
dang.
That's not okay.
No, it's not.
That's not okay. Are the parents dead?
Unfortunately not. They have been arrested.
Can they be?
They were, they arrested them after social workers reported the abuse. They said the 30-year-old mother knew the beating her boyfriend was doling out to the child, on a regular basis, but never sought medical treatment for it.
Medical treatment's too expensive, I guess. Which, unfortunately, is not incorrect.
The girl was also severely malnourished, and the boyfriend, 47, hit the child with a plastic bat.
My God.
He admitted to zip tying the little girl to her bed after he found her climbing to the kitchen cabinet.
I don't like where this is going.
What about this could be funny?
He also acknowledged to calling her idiot, but said it was, quote, in jest.
Wow.
I'm just playing. Nah, you an idiot. Nah, I'm just playing. Hit you with a bat.
Bink. I'm just playing. Bink.
You're an idiot. Nah, I'm just kidding. Smack.
Nope. Not okay.
Not okay at all. I don't even know what to talk about.
I mean, if they end up in prison and like anybody in there finds out, like, God help them. Actually, no. No, please don't.
Let them find out.
Let's actually send out some letters.
We'll find out what prison they went to. Send some letters to the other inmates.
Maybe we can expedite the process. that was one of the things I wanted to talk about on the show. But as I read it, I thought there's nothing to say about it.
There's really not, other than they're disgusting pieces of trash.
It's one of those things that it makes you wonder how people are capable of such terrible things. We say dumb things on this show and things that are offensive and probably a little hurtful sometimes. We really do say it in jest, though. We'll tell you what we've never done. We've never beaten children.
Right.
With baseball bats or anything else otherwise.
We've never even advocated beating children with anything, despite, like,
For some of them.
We may talk about our distaste for certain children, but we've never advocated their deaths.
In fact, at one point, when we worked at GameStop, you remember the little kid that came into the store constantly? Because his mom worked at
his mom worked at the
sunglasses place.
It wasn't Sunglass Hut either.
It was just
it was like
a bunch
the
of
super
little,
cheap
yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah.
like in the front of the mall.
And little dude would come into our store every single day, all day.
And just play on the machines because her mom, you know, wouldn't get a babysitter.
Right.
So he would just come and hang out with her and then go play on the free video game stations at the GameStop.
All day. And then he'd run around the store. And at first we were kind of, we felt bad for him. So we let him get away with more than we probably should have. We let him come in and hang out. I don't remember his name. There was a great bit where Bobby said that his favorite Pokemon was Ukakip. And the kid kept going, it's Pikachu. He's like, no, it's Ukakip. That's the new one. Eventually, Bobby did call child services, though.
That child services was called more than once about that, and nothing ever happened.
That's a shock.
Right? Because she literally let him walk around. Like he walked all over the mall by himself. Like, she had to stay at her little, like, kiosk in the middle of the mall, and yeah, this child just walked everywhere. He was also pretty famous over at Champs Sporting Goods.
Yeah,
pretty famous over there. He's pretty famous at Foot Locker. They knew him pretty well at Hot Topic. Yeah, no, like you don't let and mind you, this kid is not. For those of you thinking like, oh, well, maybe it's a 14 or 15 year old kid.
No,
this kid was like.
He was like five.
Yeah,
max.
Like 5 or 6 years old and just.
I admit that I'm awful when it comes to telling the ages of people. There was a woman that worked at Stephen Barry's once, sweet old woman, who asked me one day, how old do you think I am? And I said like 68. She was like 52. She looked so sad when I said that.
Are you sure it was 68 or like was it one more than 68?
Like 70?
No, like one less than 70.
Oh, 69?
Doesn't even know.
He has no idea.
Is that how old she was? Oh, I feel terrible.
I'm also pretty bad about guessing ages.
I am anymore.
Yeah.
When anyone comes up to me at this store or any other store I go to and says, how old do you think I am? I go, younger than me.
That's a good answer.
That works.
With me, it's kind of like when you go to Walmart and they got the sign up that says, if you look under this age, I'm going to assume you're 12. That's the same way. Unless you look like you're my father, I assume you're 12. And I haven't seen a lot of people walking around looking like ashes lately.
Huh.
Well.
Yeah, it's pretty moist outside, so no...
I forgot how much I want to do legitimate journalism and talk about serious topics, sometimes I forget how much fun it is to just come on and just start cracking jokes.
And I mean, that's what we have the Thursday show for.
Except then I changed the Thursday show to, no, we're going to talk about real topics. Look at me, I'm Brett Hume.
Who?
I didn't get that one.
Shit. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, right now you are.
I'm Jim Burns.
Who?
No.
Mr. Burns.
I legit think he just put it like names in a random newscaster generator.
I mean, he does that sometimes.
He's just doing it in his head. Just yeah. Like
Anderson Cooper?
Oh, I know that one.
Right. And now we're back.
Bazooka Joe?
Bazooka Joe?
Why'd you switch to chewing gum?
I don't know.
What's his name from old KFVS? The guy that doesn't like to give out his personal information. That's
so Jeff Cunningham?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's not his name.
That's close.
Oh, like he listens to this show.
I honestly
maybe
like,
he should. I can give him some tips on how to have a personality.
Okay, I don't know if I'm doing this subconsciously or not, but I will forget his name within the hour.
Oh, I couldn't think of it the other day because someone mentioned another person over at the newscast, and like I was trying to think, like, who is that guy that they didn't really care for, and I couldn't come up with it at all.
Every single time I have to go to KFES12's website and see the picture of him with the name under it in order to remember his name. Like I said, normally I am great with names. Like my mind is a steel trap for names, except for Jeff Cunningham. I will forget it in an hour. And again, I don't know if that's subconscious because I know it'll bug the shit out of him that I don't know his name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he's listening to this show and he's still listening at this point, you know, I think we've got him locked in personally.
I don't even know if he knows what the internet is. Let's be real.
I always wanted to be a journalist. Since I was younger, I've liked reporting. I've liked, nightly news. I've liked doing stuff like that. And everyone always said, well, why don't you become a news anchor? Why don't you strive to do that? Even now, they're like, you do podcasting, you clearly have a nose for news, you like investigating, and you're very personable, why don't you shoot for a news anchor, go back to college and do that stuff. And I think, I don't really have that news anchor look. You know, aside from being ogre-ish in stature, I also have longer hair and the beard, and I'm not gonna cut off my man bun just to satisfy, you know, some punk ass dude.
If you ever had a man bun, I would cut it off for you.
Man buns are about the dumbest haircut a man could have, other than dreadlocks, Zach Kurgis.
Oh, thanks for getting the heat off me. I appreciate it. I was just going to sit here and wait for it.
No problem.
Any second now, we're going to start making fun of somebody else's hair. Zach? Okay, cool. He probably wouldn't trade that haircut in because it looked weird, though. He's like, I just didn't want to do it.
I just got the joke. I really don't have any other news to talk about because I didn't do my homework for this show.
No, he got on WoW and started killing demons.
I realized how much I love ignoring responsibility and just having fun.
It's because you don't do it that
so
often.
I never do it. It's actually quite enjoyable. Now I see why everyone just dicks around and lets me take care of things because it's more fun to dick around than to be responsible.
You were legit trying to think of something to talk about right now.
No, I'm just watching Ethan play
Overwatch. All right, speaking of Overwatch, I'm going to talk about it on Nerd Up, but I figured this will give us something to talk about here. So, you know, like, GG Easy? Like, it's just the most demeaning way to, like, whenever you lose to someone and they just say, like, good game, easy.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you said GG easy, I assumed there was a new rapper.
That's, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I mean, in fairness, whenever he first said it to me earlier today, that's exactly what I thought.
Rapper?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen the GG easy. Like, that just.
It just really sounds so rude.
I know. I know.
God, I hate people. I hate people so much. You know, Allie always talks about how great it is that I care about people so much. And I don't think she just realizes I hate people. And it's for things like that is why I hate people so much. Because the internet community as a whole, generally, people that play online games especially, are just such assholes.
Well, good news is Blizzard has figured out a way to counteract that.
Good.
Sort of. So basically in the new patch for Overwatch that's coming up, it's active in the PTR right now. And I'm trying to find a full list. I found a few of them.
So many acronyms that I don't know.
Oh, the public test realm.
Okay.
So that you can test out a patch before it's actually launched.
Gotcha.
So they can try and figure out if something's overpowered or not.
Clearly, they didn't have that when they first put McCree in the game.
They eventually changed him. So now if you type GGEZ into all chat, Blizzard will automatically replace it with another message. For example.
And let's just say this is the most overpowered mechanic ever in Overwatch. Go ahead.
Well played. I salute you all. For glory and honor. Huzzah, comrades.
Nope, it gets better. These are the nice ones.
Gee whiz, that was fun. Good playing. I'm wrestling with some insecurity issues in my life, but thank you all for playing with me.
Gets better.
It's past my bedtime. Please don't tell my mommy.
Nope, that's still not the worst one.
I feel very, very small. Please hold me.
Worst one.
It's beautiful. If you type in any variation of GGEZ, they replace it with one of those phrases. And there's a couple more.
Great.
Like, my mommy tells me that I'm too old to suck my thumb.
Oh my god.
Blizzard ain't playing no games.
Oh, Blizzard is amazing.
And if you do it too many times, they ban you.
I've honestly never seen GGEZ. I've never seen it. I've seen GG a lot.
It started with League of Legends is where I first started seeing it
a lot.
Because the terrible, terrible community. And it happens in Overwatch occasionally. Yeah, like if you lose a game, somebody will straight up type like GGEZ, and it's so backhanded. Cause basically, you know, good game, good sportsmanship. Like that's a traditional
Except
thing.
Except that you're so easy to school.
Exactly. Then they throw that EZ in there and like, oh, you piece of trash. Like, I don't know why that gets to me like it does, but it really does. And this change makes me so happy.
Except now whenever you see a message like that, you're going to know some dude was being a dick.
But I'm going to be laughing about, I feel very, very small. Please hold me.
Will they see it that too?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll see the message that pops up.
I wish Blizzard would do more about toxic players because remember Heroes of the Storm was bad. Not terrible. Not as bad as League of Legends, obviously, but it was bad. But even I just did Battlegrounds in World of Warcraft the other day because I haven't done it forever and I wanted to test it. And it's not changed at all. Within 20 seconds of us starting the match and running out, the first time someone attacked somebody else, everyone started leaving the game and going, well, we lost, thanks. And just insulting each other. Like, so many Battlefield commanders that don't really know what they're doing and only exist to criticize other people despite not adding anything helpful or, reinforcing positive images, Lonnie Chapman. It's frustrating, and I wish they could change something about that.
I mean, there's really nothing you can do. Just people are going to, especially with the anonymity of the internet.
Yeah.
Like, people are just going to be like that. We talked about it on the toxicity in video games. It allows for it. And actually, while searching for that list of phrases, I saw somebody else post in, surprise, surprise, r/PC Master Race about how he was upset with the change for GGEZ because he claims why do video games need to be a safe space now? Like, why is there a safe space in video games?
People are dicks.
Right. Well, he just kept talking like, why are we not allowed to talk trash? Like, why can't people just grow up and deal with it?
Because you don't play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why.
And then, like, he actually talked about, like, it even happens, you know, trash talking is in every sporting event ever. Because he mentions that, we want it to become a serious esport. Well, trash talking happens in competitive sports, like, all the way up to the pro scene. And then somebody made the point, yeah, except that you get in trouble in the pro scene, too, dumb.
And not only that, but if, you know, you and I were, let's say we were playing basketball together, mm-hmm. and you said something super insulting to my face, I could hit you.
Yep.
And I'm not going to just flat out say I'd win or you'd win, but the point is that there would be a chance that I could slug you in the face.
And that right. happens all the time.
But when yeah. you do it online, there's no repercussions.
And yeah, like
the
that's
safety
the,
of your box.
And that's the thing, like there needs to be repercussions for being a douche troll online. It's and then like said, it's the same thing in any like public sporting event. Yeah, if I go out and play basketball and say like me and you are playing against Dalton and Asa, and Dalton decides to start talking smack because he's Dalton, he's going to think twice about it because he'll look at us.
Yeah,
but
or not.
Well, he'll think twice afterward.
No, I won't. I'll be knocked out. That's the joke.
What do you say? It's 2020.
What do you say to a Dalton with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told him twice.
So yeah, it's.
Remember when Blizzard tried to make it where your accounts, like for World of Warcraft, your BattleNet account was your real name? And people went nuts. Like, no, I will not support that. Because they didn't want their name associated with the dumb shit they say online. And that's the problem
or
with
for
the
people,
internet.
Like, it's one of those things for people that dox people and they start looking at it and then, like, you start witch hunts and stuff like that. Even people that don't say necessarily like really terrible or offensive stuff. Imagine if Nate's real name were attached to his user account.
Instead of Keyblade Pony.
Well, we got that out there.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Like well, he's proud of it.
Well,
so.
Like here's the thing about that also. Like say
we may have
that,
gotten him a few hits. Go ahead.
I like, know a lot of people that like to give him a few hits.
Like on Overwatch, like if it was our real names and Jesse and I were playing and I was playing Mercy. Asa can tell you whenever I play Mercy with Jesse, I stick to Jesse. It'd be very easy to be like, oh, that Dalton kid? Oh, we're going to get him. That's why I don't want my real name attached to it.
I'll attach my real name to it. I have never shied away from using my name with anything I've ever done. Have I said stupid things before in the past?
Yes.
I absolutely have. but I also will not hide behind, you know, except for the fact that I use a fake spelling of my name. But that's different.
That's to keep certain people from finding you.
Those
that's
people
different.
Are dead now. I guess I could change my name back.
What?
Oh, I figured you.
She died. She's dead.
Oh, yeah.
I figured yeah. you were just using it to be eccentric. Like you were just, you needed that extra accent on your name.
I prefer the Irish spelling.
I knew somebody like that at one point. Put a weird like accent in their spelling for no reason. Or spelling in their name for no reason.
I feel like this is a bit, but I don't get the bit.
I don't either.
I'll fill you in later.
Oh, I now get the bit.
I figured it was yeah. you were just being eccentric.
Yeah, I got the bit now.
There you
I
go.
Got the yeah. bit now. People on the internet need to stop being able to hide. Can you imagine what life was like before the internet when people actually interacted with each other?
Yeah, people got punched in the face.
Yeah, but they deserved it generally.
Well,
then the rap music came along, R-rated movies, and now everyone, Obama, and now everyone's hiding behind their keyboard, plugging away on, you know, Reddit, trying to tell me why I can't pick up hot girls just because I'm a little out of shape. I shouldn't have posted my picture.
That comments, you never went there, right?
Oh, on the article?
Yeah, the article that got posted?
No, I read a couple of them, and I realized quickly that the internet's not the place for me. No. And what really sucked about that was when I posted that article, goddamn, was it Louie or Zach? I think it was Louie. Kept saying, oh, did you read what they're saying about you? No, I purposely ignored it. Well, let me read some for you. No, I don't want to hear it. Well, let me just read you two. No, I don't
yeah,
hear
seriously.
It.
I missed this whole thing, apparently.
When I posted the GameStop article on Blogzilla.
Okay.
And it got posted to Reddit.
Louie posted to Reddit, yeah. And it got a lot of attention on there.
And that's because Lonnie and I told him to. We were like, yeah, post it on there. It'll be funny. We didn't think he would. He did, and it got a lot of attention. It's probably the most successful thing I've ever done. And, yeah, the comments section was pretty bad. But, you know, I really couldn't give a shit what some dude plugging away on his keyboard in whatever fucking crack house he's living in at the moment.
Mm. No, it's just his mother's basement.
That's true. And I hate to stereotype. I don't want to be that guy.
No, it's fine.
Well,
or it could be their attic. You know, their childhood bedroom from
trailer,
you know, that they have yet to leave.
Camper.
His room with the blinds that he can stare at the little kids walking down the street.
I still find it hilarious that, like, Nate would say stuff like that, too. The, like, time to get the Cheeto dust out of your neck beards.
Yeah.
Get out of your mother's basement.
Hugging your Sailor Moon body pillow.
That's my favorite. Do they make those?
It's Roy Mustang, thank you.
Pretty sure they do.
You have a Roy Mustang body pillow?
Not body pillow, but pillow.
Huh. I was about to say, Mandy would be jealous.
She should have went to Hot Topic like 4 years ago.
She's been to enough anime conventions. She could have gotten one if she wanted one.
Anime conventions are another place that I generally don't like to go.
Well, you're going to a comic one in less than a month.
They are fun. They're certainly more fun than being online on the internet.
You just find other people from
the
internet.
Because you can give them the dirty looks if they deserve it.
Man,
Though, to be fair, I haven't had many any convention I've been to, I've never really had, an overly negative person just interact with me.
I haven't had an overly negative person, but I have had the people that are like, give me hugs, I want hugs. Some people would be happy that random girls, and most of them were cute and severely underage, walk up to you and next to nothing go, I want a hug because you kind of look like a character I like. Because I dressed up like Squall from Final Fantasy VIII.
Right.
After the divorce.
I was like, wait, now I'm there.
He had an ugly divorce.
He found out the Little Caesars pizzas were hot and ready for $5.
It's a terrible realization to come to.
The body to sword ratio started evening out a little bit more.
I started to look like more like one of those fat Moogles than a hero.
Squall didn't have that big of a sword. It was a gunblade.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, the gunblade's hung up on the wall and hasn't been touched for a while.
That's true.
But there are pizza boxes strewn about the apartment.
There's just gashes in the pizza. Just like big cuts and bullet holes.
I was a champion!
This is a sad show for me.
Well, no, I was making fun of Squall, not you.
Okay.
This hypothetical Squall that was, you know... Little Caesar.
That name's too obvious. Let's call him Shannon.
He started using his real name. It was Shannon.
Also, the Tuskegee mask. The tuxedo mask cosplay got a lot of attention too.
Again, it was tuxedo mask after the world got saved, and the only thing that he saved after that was $5 off his order at the local pizzeria.
No! I was really waiting for the only thing he saved was his wallet, because he started buying $5.
he traded in his Rose budget for pizza.
He had to throw pizza slices. But then he'd run and eat them because he realized what he was throwing away.
My face hurts.
Oh God!
At least he still had Sailor Moon with him.
Well, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the only thing she had to eat was $5 Little Caesar pizzas.
It's going to creep into Dalton's mind that he's talking about Lindsay in about 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Back up.
No, you're fine.
He'd like to re-trump that and get it back. They don't understand sarcasm.
They don't get me. Flip-flopping. Yeah.
That's why I don't like cosplaying.
What about Team Magma?
Oh, Team Magma was a lot of fun. Yeah. We were celebrities walking down the hallway. Team Rocket did not go as well. Like, whenever we did Team Rocket for Indianapolis Comic-Con.
Oh, okay, let's say I never did Team Rocket.
Yeah, no, we did
I've
Team Rocket there
exactly
because...
three times in my life.
Well, it was really easy to do Team Rocket cosplay, like the
easiest
especially cosplay
if you're just
ever.
Grunts, black pants, black shirt with the R on it, and hat.
Yep, pretty much. And I wore my Pokeball sock hat. I had the black shirt on and I had some gloves. Other than that, I wore jeans and a black shirt.
I didn't even get
black jeans.
I like to use a theme when I cosplay. Like, I like it to be kind of organized. So the first time I went as Chubby Squall, then
please stop.
Chubby Tuxedo. Chubito.
Chubito.
Chubito mask.
Chubito mask.
Well, if I ever become a wrestler, I know what my name's going to be. Chubito.
You got a lot of pizza to go, buddy. You going to start pounding them.
So let's get away from this bit. But yeah, no, in the Comic-Con, the only comments that we got were one little girl said, boy, there's a lot of Team Rocket at this convention.
It was much more fun when we were Team Magma and we ran across Team Rocket.
Yeah,
oh, that was great.
Well, it was James of Team Rocket.
Yeah.
It was a girl. She didn't have a Jesse with her.
She didn't? I thought she had a Jesse.
I think she did, but not when we took the picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we caught her alone.
And she really was just like Mandy sized.
Uh-huh.
So let me paint a picture for you. It's this little girl. Not little girl. That's a wrong way to say it.
And she was probably
small
like 17
stature.
Or 18. Yeah,
she was just small.
Skinny.
She was real skinny. She was dressed like James, and the picture is of her, like, in the middle, kind of,
cowering
while me, Jesse, and Colin were standing over her looking menacing. I swear to Christ, she slapped a Brazzers logo on there. We're in business.
Colin was a good looking guy.
He was. I haven't seen him lately.
I mean, he still is. Like, he exercises all the time.
Are you saying we're not good looking guys?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, he would have been the star. Let's be honest.
No.
We're back up.
No, no. Shannon Young is always the star. Regardless of who's around, Shannon Young is always the star.
No.
Why do you think we booted Hunter Hendricks off this show?
He's taking too much of that star power.
He's trying to take my star power. I don't want to lose that star rating. You got the whistle?
No.
No.
But anyway, no, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That's a cool picture. It's still on Facebook. If you guys are friends with me or Shannon on there, you can find it.
Also have a picture of me holding the what was it, Lancer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The bloodied Lancer.
That's actually, I think that's still my Skype profile picture of all things. Cause right, I don't use Skype ever.
Right now, my profile picture is of Godzilla from the new Godzilla Resurgence movie that is just came out in Japan like 2 or 3 days ago.
And I heard it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
like, it is shattering
doing,
records over
doing
there.
Doing great, and I'm so happy about that. I'm a big Godzilla fan. They are going to release it. Obviously, Godzilla 1985. They're going to release it here in America, too, which I'm excited about.
Nice. I hope it's like a select theater thing.
Or? I hope so, because I'd like to go see it. What's the strangest movie you've ever seen in theaters?
Ooh. I can tell you the strangest experience I've had in theaters watching a movie.
What's that?
Scary Movie 1. All right, now
you want me to tell you where you went wrong?
Where, buddy? Because I bet you won't get it right.
Scary Movie?
I bet you won't get right what went wrong with that.
Oh, I assumed it was when you walked in and said, "I'd like to see Scary Movie, please."
All right, Dalton, real quick, since you got your phone out, look up the release date for Scary Movie because I want to get my age right.
Uh oh, I don't like where this is going.
All right, so basically, when this happened, we were on a trip. I want to say it was like 2000.
2000 would be correct.
All right. So, it was
back,
the year.
Wait a minute. Back when movies were only an hour and a half long.
It was
the year
2000.
I graduated.
I was 12 years old.
Yup.
My little brother would have been 11.
I was 8.
Allie was 4.
I was a high school senior.
So, I mean, that only puts you 5 years older than me.
You guys are going to be so happy whenever you get your walkers for Christmas from me.
You assume I'm going to live long enough.
What's the stupid
the
thing?
Hurricane.
The hurricane.
The hurricane. All right, so
anyway.
Finish the story here.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were on vacation. We were in somewhere in Colorado. I think we were in Denver on vacation or Colorado Springs. And one night we were like, we didn't have anything to do because the thing we were going to do got canceled. So we're like, let's go see a movie. And we went to the theater, and, you know, we had seen commercials on TV for Scary Movie, and it looked really funny.
Scared the hell out of me.
So we go up there, and again, I'm 12, Jake's 11, and we've got my mom and my stepdad, and we're trying to pick a movie, and we pick Scary Movie. So now you have 12-year-old Jesse, 11-year-old Jake, and then my parents.
Your dad or stepdad?
Stepdad.
Okay.
Watching this in the theaters. Boy, was that awkward. I got 25% of the jokes because, again, 12 years old. The thing that I remember the most is when, the guy gets impaled by a gigantic penis in the glory hole. I knew very few of these things happening, because
I
was 12.
I've never watched the movies.
I just remember that scene vividly because I remember my stepdad laughing hysterically, and I was old enough to know that man just got killed by a penis. I didn't understand why it happened or what the hole was doing there or why anybody was anywhere near the hole.
Or why it was funny. That was a serious crime.
Because I was legitimately like, what is happening? Why is it?
Death by penis.
And then you had the woman that got glued to the ceiling.
With ejaculation.
With ejaculate.
That's the scene I remember most.
Yeah, that happened.
Not only does he shoot ejaculate so hard that it pins her to the ceiling, but he like sucks into himself and shot his load so hard.
Because apparently it's been so long and he's been teased for so long that he just finally, you know, there it went.
The moose gets loose.
So, like, looking back, I haven't watched the movie since then, so I have no idea if it's actually funny. Yeah. But I remember at 12 thinking, this isn't very funny at all. And me and my little brother were both very disappointed. My mom was blushing the whole time, I'm sure. And then you have my stepdad that thought it was hilarious.
See, the weirdest one we saw in theaters was Aqua Teen Hunger Force. because I didn't know whether or not it was funny. I'm looking around going,
because
it's funny,
on
right?
For so long.
It's like take a 15-minute episode and stretch it out to an hour and a half.
It's like I liked the opening when they did the watch, don't talk.
The Simpsons movie was a lot the same thing. Like it was basically like it felt like just three episodes of The Simpsons glued together.
The more I've watched The Simpsons movie, though, the more I appreciate it. I can watch it now and go, that's a legitimate movie.
I mean, I liked it. Yeah. Me and my little brother saw that one in theaters, too.
That's probably the last great thing The Simpsons ever did.
Probably. There have been a couple of decent episodes since then.
I liked the Miyazaki one they did.
The intro? The scene?
The scene.
The Miyazaki
was,
scene?
Yeah. It was right whenever the person I was with and I we were really big into Simpsons Tapped Out, the phone game.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, you're going to get a new character on Sunday whenever they release the episode. So we got really excited to watch the episode to meet this character. And she was really into the Miyazaki movies, the girl I was with. And it was one of those, like, I knew, like, half of the references. And then she knew all the references, and I was like, yeah, you're going to have to talk these out to me because I don't know them. And it was Simpsons. I'm not a big Simpsons fan just because it's...
Oh, sweet baby.
It's just so much of it. It's
there really is. Simpsons World is a beautiful thing, though.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sites. Part of the reason I still keep PlayStation View is just so I can access the Simpsons
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have a Charter account, even though I don't have Charter cable. And, yeah, that's how I watch it. It's a good time.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Simpsons World is awesome. I just throw it into the background. I really wish they would give me a streamable app for it, though. That would just be awesome.
I do, too, because I hate having to go on to the website and do it, because if I try to watch it on PlayStation or something like that, there's always problems. I swear there is.
Right. Like, and it would just be awesome if I could get an app on my phone or even an app on the PlayStation where I could watch it on my TV instead of computer only.
Yeah.
It's the 21st century, guys. Get with it.
Everything has an app now.
Saturday Night Live has an app where you can do that.
Yeah, like everything does.
Oprah's
except for Simpsons
network
World.
Has the own network app. She has one. So why not The Simpsons? The greatest television show of all time.
Well, yeah, WWE has one.
The greatest television show of all time.
Well,
here are two free passes to Itchy and Scratchy Land. But there are four of us. Here are two free passes to Itchy and Scratchy Land. That's better. Hunter and I were talking about this earlier today. I love The Simpsons. It's the best show ever, in my opinion. It's an opinion thing. I love The Simpsons. But we were talking about another show during that time period, because Fox had a 1-2 punch when it came to television. Do you know what the right hand was? If the left hand was The Simpsons, what was the right hand?
King of the Hill.
Before King of the Hill.
Oh.
This really cemented it as like a young, what are they going to do next network.
Before King of the Hill?
Yes. Think Misery.
The movie.
Think
clobbering a dude while he's in the bed with a board and a hammer.
Think of Shoes.
He wasn't wearing shoes when Kathy Bates broke his leg.
Think Love.
She said she loved him whenever she broke his leg.
And Marriage.
She did want to marry him.
Oh,
yeah. Marriage.
I was still stuck on the movie Misery.
We could tell.
Well, you said Misery, and that's always the first thing that comes to my mind whenever you say that word gets
No, said. We were talking about Married with Children.
It was a good show.
What a yes and no, because as Hunter and I were discussing, it was such a great show, but it was also real depressing. That man
was
miserable. Yeah, I was too young to get a lot of the jokes at the time. But going back and watching it now, like, it's a wonder how he didn't blow his own brains out.
Though, like,
probably because he couldn't afford a gun.
One of the things that I've seen,
toaster
like,
leavings is what they ate.
Toaster leavings.
Toaster leavings.
One of the things, though, that I've seen, talking about Love and Marriage, or Love and Marriage, talking about
Married with Children,
talking about Married with Children, is that he actually had a pretty decent life. He had an 8-to-5, or a 9-to-5 rather. He had a hot wife that wanted sex all the time.
Two kids,
and he was able to support all of them on his salary and own his own home.
Hot daughter.
Yeah. Oh, that was Sarah Chalk for a little while too, wasn't it?
Nope.
And
no,
Jennifer.
It was always Applegate.
Christine Applegate.
Was it always Christine Applegate?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're thinking of the
Roseanne.
Sarah Chalk was Darla too, or
yeah,
Darlene. Or...
No. Darlene was.
I don't remember Roseanne.
It was DJ.
No, it's not Becky.
Oh, I am.
Wait,
yep. To the phones.
Was Becky?
It was Becky.
I think
it was.
Becky.
Okay.
We'll get confirmation.
You know what I remember about Roseanne?
That it wasn't.
John Goodman.
Yeah. The only thing to remember from Roseanne. Actually, Roseanne herself wasn't that bad.
No, like, I remember enjoying that show when I was younger. But yeah, John Goodman is just, a national treasure.
Oh my God.
It was Becky.
When he dies, I'm out. There's a short list of people that when they pass away, I'm just gone.
Roseanne Barr is 63 years old.
Well, yeah.
She still does voice acting in some cases.
Mel Brooks, when he's gone.
Oh, that's going to be real
Stan
sad.
Stan Lee.
Kevin Conroy.
He's still relatively young.
Yeah. Adam West. He's in his 50s.
Adam West is almost 90. He's pushing 90.
Yeah. But Adam West hasn't been all that influential on me. Like, obviously, the 60s Batman, I saw it. My dad was a huge fan. But
my parents were too.
Kevin
Conroy. That was
Conroy
before
is
my
60.
Time. He's 60. Ooh.
I think Hogan, Arnold Schwarzenegger just turned like 71, 72.
Maybe Sylvester Stallone is in his 60s.
He may even be in his 70s by now.
Oh, that might be true.
It's hard to tell with them because they look so good still.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's 69.
Oh.
Oh, that's twice now.
What's Sly? How old is Sly?
I am 34.
Before or after the divorce?
Oh, after the divorce, I'm 52.
Thank you for giving me another second to figure this one out.
Oh, you're welcome. But no, because I just watched Creed recently.
Can I please?
Sylvester Stallone is 70.
Yep.
I want to take that line of Dalton saying, "Thank you for giving me a few more seconds to figure this out," and apply it to so many things.
We just need to save that sound clip.
Yeah.
I just watched Creed recently, which came out in 2015, I think.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
It is a really
I've heard
good
it's
movie.
Fantastic.
Like, I
Much
was.
Much better than that terrible Rocky Balboa.
I actually didn't dislike Rocky Balboa.
It was a good
Rocky Balboa
simulator.
Was way better than Rocky V.
What about Rocky 7 or Rocky 7 Adrian's Revenge?
That's another Simpsons reference.
Yeah, and it also turned out it didn't happen because she died from lady cancer.
She did. And like the fourth movie.
Fourth or fifth. Yeah, I don't remember.
She was still alive in Rocky V, wasn't
once
she?
Once Ivan Drago was gone, I checked out.
Because Rocky V was just a terrible movie. Rocky Balboa, I thought was good. And then you really got to see late 60s Sylvester Stallone still in far better shape than I've ever been in my life.
Look at the Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every single person in that movie's pushing 94, and they all look incredible.
You're not wrong. Like, it's really, really, except for Bruce Willis.
I never liked
and
Bruce
Michael
Willis.
Keaton.
I love Michael Keaton.
I love Michael Keaton.
Wait, Michael Keaton was in one?
I thought so.
I don't think so.
He wasn't an action character, but like,
one of the boss type people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look that up, cause I'm not sure about that.
Oh, Bruce Willis wasn't in the third one. I'm just trying to find movies that he was in.
Bruce Willis?
Wow, I'm stupid. Why didn't I go to Die Hard?
He was in Sixth Sense.
Yeah, he was.
That's that movie where they thought, that the whole movie, that guy with the toupee, the bad hair piece, that was Bruce Willis. The entire movie.
The entire movie.
All right. We only have a couple, 5 minutes left. Let's end this on something Lindsay wants to talk about, cause I don't know if she'll be able to do Nerd Up on Sunday or if you guys are going to talk about it, but they did
it's
release.
It's going to be a morning show.
Ooh. Yep.
Well, then definitely not because you're going to have to work.
Thanks, SummerSlam.
On Sunday.
I have a 3-day weekend, sir.
Screw it. She
so
won't
Lindsay's
get up.
Gonna be
she
on the show.
No, she won't get up.
That's a no.
Oh my god.
I can get up.
I
want to
combine that noise she just made with Dalton saying, "Thank you for giving me a few seconds to figure this out."
I figured she was auditioning for R2-D2.
She's not back.
But at this point though, like, cause I don't know about Asa. Asa might still be on the show. But, as of right now, it's just me and Dalton.
I mean, I can get up. I don't like to get up.
I'll do it. I haven't been on Nerd Up in a while. If you need someone, me and Lindsay, we could just do this show again on Sunday.
Can we have a topic?
Except this
Pokemon.
Time with a topic and less cursing.
I've got topics. It's going to be a lot of comic books though.
But
that's
Dalton,
fine.
See, let me explain something to you real quick. All right. Nobody really listens to this show for news. They really don't, because
the Thursday show is pure entertainment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, I could see that.
Nerd Up. Yeah.
Nerd Up, stuff like that. But sometimes you just have to kick back and just entertain people. And if people are entertained by our stupidity, then thank you for listening, guys.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
I have a Dalton next to me.
Fair.
Now, anyway, they released a new Pokemon today, Into the Wild. It was immediately hit by a truck. No.
Aww. That's not nice.
It's a new turtle named the Tortonator.
Without laughing.
I thought it was
Turtinator.
Turtinator.
That's even worse.
That sounds like something I made up in the group chat as a joke.
It is actually Turtinator.
The Turtinator.
So as you can imagine,
Turtonator.
I'm going to name him Judgment Day.
This turtle better look like he's been doing a life sentence just doing push-ups.
I got you, fam.
He's pretty
big. And what's great about him is he doesn't look at you when you fight.
I got you, fam.
He's like, no.
He turns his back to you and just looks over his shoulder.
Why can't these Pokemon just look at this Pokemon generation?
He's officially the coolest. He's officially the coolest Pokemon I've seen so far, and he will
and,
be.
And Hunter's excited like because he wants a full turtle team.
Son of a He's, bitch! He, this, that was my idea, too.
You should have enough.
Yeah, this is the sixth.
If you count the generation forms, right? Oh, so or even have, without that.
No, it's basically he was only.
Squirtle line, Turtwig.
But he was only doing, he wasn't doing any evolution. So Blastoise
okay,
is the only one
okay, so he's going
that.
Full.
Yeah.
Wait. Blastoise, so you can't do Squirtle?
You can't do Squirtle and Blastoise.
He's doing full evolution.
Oh, okay.
Like basically for his turtle team, yeah, you can only have one from a line. He wanted, you know, six Torkoal. Unique ones. And, I gave him one that's not exactly, I don't even remember the name of it now, but it's
what
the.
What type, what gen?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it the one that,
it's
has
the one that
volcano?
Has like, it's like a big cliff. Like a
oh,
plateau.
The ice one.
I don't remember his name.
Ogalog or whatever. It's
yeah,
weird.
It's a weird name.
It's like Ogalug.
Ogalogger.
Is this what I sound like on PWU when you ask me random facts? We're like,
I know what I'm talking about. Damn it.
So yeah, that was the one I gave him, but it's not technically a turtle, so it doesn't really count. But yeah, now that he has the Turtonator, he has all six. So
you better believe I'm just gonna have my entire team is gonna be Turtonators.
So like you can have like Raphael, Leonardo.
No. All of them are gonna be named like T-800. And while I play the whole time, I'm just gonna be going doo 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 doo.
No, I can just picture Shannon here in the store, sitting on the chair. Doo 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 doo. What you doing, Shannon? Doo 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 doo.
That guy, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
What's his name?
That looks like a coffee table. That looks like a coffee table.
It's supposed to be a glacier.
is that from the, when they were doing the budget line of Pokemon?
This is from the past generation.
And they were like trash bags. And
that looks
this
like
is an
one
X
was
and
a used
y.
Tampon.
Again.
That looks like that if IKEA and Hot Topic made a line.
The great thing about that Pokemon is that you always have extra parts
Avalug,
afterwards.
That's his name.
Aqualug?
Avalug.
Yeah. Cause
well, goddamn, guys, thanks for listening. Yeah, I mean, unless you got something else to add, we've hit our quota. We're going to go home.
I'm done.
I'm not saying this show was basically a load-bearing show. But don't move the tape.
But we're making like $60 on Patreon, so we feel obligated to do a Thursday.
Well, not like that. Legitimately, like I came in and there were some topics I wanted to talk about. I had a list of things, but as we started talking, I forgot. Sometimes it's fun to just talk. It's fun to just talk
and
say stupid things. Yeah,
I think. Well, Hunter and Cody can tell us for sure tomorrow. But I think we had a fairly entertaining.
Oh,
show.
I
the beginning was a little rough because we. Couldn't get off of CJ for more time than I wanted to.
I dare not to look at the reviews in the morning. Nope. Hunter Hendricks is so prissy.
Uh-oh.
Great, this is going to be the first thing we hear about. Well, no, he's going to get through the whole episode first.
Now he's going to give us a bad review.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows I'm joking, of course.
Well.
He's got enough to worry about with Brandon Barbwire and Farmer Billy Hills. Those sumbitches are crazy, and they're giving him all kinds of trouble. But that will be settled next Saturday. At the AC Brazos Arena, when Cape Championship Wrestling returns to Cape Girardeau with GM Hunter Hendricks and a world title match, Brandon Barbwire versus Jake Durden.
Now, can I give my I know this isn't PWU, but can I give my Dalton's crazy booking on this?
Really quick.
All right. I feel like Hunter, that wasn't a live video. Hunter cut all that. I think Hunter was the one that ran that dude over, and he's working with the bigger guy.
Who drove the Humvee?
Yeah, I think it was Hunter.
Was it Parker? Oh, my God, fans, we can't even talk about this anymore. It's so hot. If you want to keep talking about this, call 1-800-PODZILLA-1985.
We don't have a phone. What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Have a phone system yet.
Oh, well, all right. Well, good night.
You can email it, though.
At 1-800-PODZILLA-1985.
At PODZILLA1985.com.
.org. Good night, guys.